Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram chaiva narotamam Devim Sarswatim Vyasam Tato Jayo Mudiraye Nashta Praeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, let us offer our obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan, unto Naranarayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. By regular attendance and classes on the Bhagavatam, and by rendering service to the pure devotee, all that is inauspicious within the heart is practically destroyed, and thus, loving service to the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental song, is established as an irrevocable fact. Okay, today we're studying the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 6, Text 2. And also today is the Divine Appearance Day of Shyamakund and Radhakund. So we can also, I will read some passages about this holy event. I would also like to remind the devotees that today His Grace Rajabihari Prabhu will be receiving open heart surgery, and maybe we could use the opportunity of this divine day to pray for his well-being in that situation. Thank you. It's a prose verse. I'll just read the prose and we'll do the word-for-word translation.
Rishir Uvacha Satyam uktam kintihava eke namanasodha vishrambham anavastanasya shatta kirata eva sangachante.
Rishi Uvacha. Shukadeva Goswami said,
Satyam,
the correct thing.
Uktam,
have said.
Kintu,
but.
Iha,
in this material world.
Ba,
either.
Eke,
some.
Na,
not.
Manasa,
of the mind.
Adha,
directly.
Vishrambham,
faithful.
Anvastanasya,
being unsteady.
Shata,
very cunning.
Kirata,
a hunter.
Eva,
like.
Sangachante,
become. Srila Shukadeva Goswami replied, Does anybody remember what the class was about yesterday? The main point that was brought up by Maharaj Pariksit asked a very intelligent question. Sure, forgive the class, so he knows. Anybody else remember? Yes. Yes. Yeah, he said it's not a problem for a devotee because he's not disturbed by such things. He's not disturbed by happiness or distress. I mean, I was hearing it in the kitchen, and I also read it over last night. So what was the problem? And this is the answer by Shukadeva Goswami. Srila Shukadeva Goswami replied, My dear king, you have spoken correctly. The devotee is not disturbed. However, after capturing animals, a cunning hunter does not put faith in them. For they might run away. Similarly, those who are advanced in spiritual life do not put faith in the mind. Indeed, they always remain vigilant and watch the mind's action. Pardon me? Is it? Put faith. Yeah. Sorry. All right. I'll read it again, okay? It's very... This came up in our Bhakti Vaibhava class about the mind. And one devotee asked, is there ever a point when you can trust the mind? I said, according to Bhagavatam, not really. Srila Shukadeva Goswami replied, my dear king, you have spoken correctly. However, see, it's very nice how they exchange. I noticed that you were doing that yesterday with the students too, encouraging their positive input. At the same time, you had to correct something there. So it's, however, after capturing animals, a cunning hunter does not put faith in them, for they might run away. Wouldn't it be good for a hunter? Their business is animals, right? Similarly, those who are advanced in spiritual life do not put faith in the mind. Indeed, they always remain vigilant and watch the mind's action. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Ki Jai. In Bhagavad Gita 18.5, Lord Krishna says, Jagyadana tapak karma nacha jam kardyam evatat jagyo danam tapaschaiva pavanani manishinam. Acts of sacrifice, charity, and penance are not to be given up, but should be performed. Indeed, sacrifice, charity, and penance purify even the great souls. Even one who has renounced the world and has taken sannyas should not renounce chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Renunciation does not mean that one has to renounce Sankirtan Jagya. Similarly, one should not renounce charity or tapasya. The yoga system for control of the mind and senses must be strictly followed. Lord Rishabhadev showed how severe types of tapasya could be performed, and he set an example for all others. So the idea is, he's God, why does he have to do that? But he found it important enough to do it. Om Agyana Chimidandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Litam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkest of ignorance, and my spiritual master was forcing open my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my humble obeisances unto him. Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Yes. Pardon me? The activities of Lord Rishabhadev, I believe. If I remember correctly, that's what it is. Okay. So when I was reading this verse, I remembered what we were studying in Srimad Bhagavatam, in our Bhakti Shastri class. We came across this verse, Udaredat manatmanam natmana avasadayat atmaiva hi atmano bandhur atmaiva ripurat manaha. Anybody know the gist of that verse? And then Krishna says, Bandurat mat manas tasya yenat maivat manajita anat manas tu shatrutve var te tat maiva shatruvat. For one who has conquered the mind, the super soul is already reached, for he has attained tranquility. To such a man, happiness and distress, heat and cold, honor and dishonor are all the same. But then Shukadeva Goswami says one shouldn't really ever accept the mind as a friend. So it does seem like a contradiction. I also was meditating yesterday when I was reading this verse. You might have seen it online, there's some presentations there of a man who lives with lions. Have you seen it? I mean, he sports with them. He rolls in the dust with them. Six of them jump on him at one time. Have you seen it, Rupamacharya? I mean, he's just right at home there with those lions. They're like 400 or 500 pounds, the lions. And there's six of them rolling around with him with big jaws and big claws. And he's just playing with them like they're his friends. But they could finish him off in a second. It's inconceivable. Of course, one devotee, you know, devotees say, well, guess what he was in his last life, or guess what he might be in his next life. He's so at home with the lions. But we have to admit there's something quite mystical there to be able to cross that boundary. And also Prabhupada does say in the Bhagavatam that it's not possible for the rasas to exist between the species. That also seems like a contradiction when you see this guy playing around with the lions. So it's not possible to always understand everything thoroughly. But what I understand is that I can't trust my mind. I certainly can't trust my mind. And even the great Jodh Bharat, after he took birth as the king, Maharaj Bharat, and then because of some small deviation caused by his mind's attraction to a deer, he had to take birth as a deer. In one sense, for such a great soul to take birth as a deer is not a problem because he knows the Lord. But he felt that he had made a very serious mistake. And he, as a devotee, he felt, I made a very serious mistake. I made an offense. I deviated from my devotion to the Lord. And in that life, he never mixed with anybody. He was like, and he was fine with that. He watched everybody else from a distance, and he also watched his own mind very carefully. So although one may be very advanced and the mind may not pose a serious threat to a very advanced devotee, according to what Shukadeva Goswami says, and he's very self-realized, he says, you still don't trust it, really. You may have brought it under control, you may have conquered it, but you may have, this man also may have conquered the animals, but there's no saying when one of these animals is just going to devour him. And I'm sure he must know that because he's been living with the animals, he sees it all the time. So that's the nature of the mind, the material mind, the mind that is... I understand from what things that I've read in the scripture that Prabhupada said that one has also a spiritual mind when one is purely or situated, when one is relieved from the identification with matter. But as long as one is in the world, it seems that one has to be extremely careful about taking the mind as one's friend. Maybe more friendly in the sense that it causes less of a problem for you. And it may even develop a very strong attraction for hearing about Krishna and may become very, very immersed in Krishna Katha. But at the same time, it's fickle by nature, right? Arjuna was saying that, and he was a very close friend of the Lord. He said it's more difficult to control the mind than it is to control the wind. And that's Arjuna. The minds of men are fickle, right? That's what Ram's father was saying. He wanted to put Ram on the throne, and he wanted to do it as quickly as possible. Because he said there that the minds of men are fickle, and who knows what will happen if I don't do this as soon as possible. So this is just, any transcendentalist knows that it's not something that you can ever really get comfortable with in this world. That's my understanding. Any other thoughts or realizations, comments, questions? Yes, Prabhu?
It sounds like just different angles.
Yes.
In other words, the mind in the Upanishads is comparing the reins on the horses. So, they're our friends as long as we have a firm grip on them.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not really the nature of friendship that you have to have a firm grip on somebody, right? It's not really the nature of friendship that you have to have a firm grip on somebody. That's a different kind of relationship. That may be a teacher-student relationship, or that may be a parent-child relationship. But friends, they're relaxed with one another, and they trust each other. Of course, you have to always make the relationship a priority. Otherwise, again, it can fade out. Yes, Kanchavali?
From Shrestha Prema, this is a stage, because when we're, I think it's Krishna Vritti down, then the conditioned soul has to take his mind away from the material energy and concentrate on Krishna. But there's a certain point, and I think it's Vritti, the body's mind is naturally drawn to Krishna, and they have to take it away. They have to make an effort to take it away from Krishna and to focus on the
That sounds very nice. That sounds wonderful. The gopis had that problem, right? They couldn't take their mind away from Krishna. They said, why do we have to keep talking about him? He's gone. He doesn't care about us. But the problem is we can't stop talking about him. Anything else? So we read a little bit about Radhakund, Kanchavali. Yes. Yes.
Some people say, well, I talked to God, I know what God wants already, you know, like that. But there's, because you can, with verses, you can always turn it the other way. So you say, well, for one whose mind is controlled, the super soul is already reached. They say, well, I can, you know, I'm connected like that. They say, well, the mind of one whose mind is not controlled, the super soul is not reached.
Right.
So if someone says they're connected to God, what you need to do is say, well, have you got control of your mind?
Right.
If you don't have control of your mind, then you can't.
Right. Yeah, sometimes people can be quite sentimental about their relationship with God. I mean, the sentiment is a very strong thing, and it's not to be discarded, totally discounted. Like, my sister's like that. She's a born-again Christian, and she's quite attached to her relationship with Jesus. At the same time, she's doing many things that Jesus has forbidden, but she feels fine with that. So it's interesting. It's an interesting combination of what goes on there. A tendency to
cheat.
Well, to cheat ourselves.
Yeah, we don't cheat ourselves and we don't get cheated by others.
Yes.
In India, there's a lot of people who say they're connected to other advertisers.
Yes. We're very fortunate that Prabhupada has kept us informed about that. Just like there was a little while ago, there was this baby in India that was born with 8 arms. A baby was born with 8 arms. And so everybody was thinking she was Lakshmi. And my daughter says, well, Mom, because my daughter's not a devotee, she goes, well, Mom, was she Lakshmi? I'm like, no. And she goes, well, I don't know. You know, she's like, so people are really, they want to hear something wonderful about God or God's manifestation, and they can be really confused. I'm like, no. Pardon me? Yeah, then the people who got the arms removed are considered that she was, her parents are considered demons because they. Yes, Rick, was it Rick or yeah? Yes. Yes. Yeah. The lions ate him.
Yes. It was very famous. Like,
yes. Yes.
And the master of worship himself, so she was really famished.
Yeah. He thought he could? Yeah.
And fortunately, he was rescued. Because they were hard to eat.
Yes. Yes. Right.
So it's really difficult to say.
Especially with the mind, because actually, probably you've heard about this before, but in some zoos, they have a little place that you can enter, and there it says, on the outside it says, if you go in here, you'll see the most uncontrolled animal. And then if you go in there, there's a mirror. The impossible to tame animal was the human being, the wildest animal on earth. And you have to see yourself in the mirror. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So that's because of the mind. I mean, we have a lot of facility with the human body. I was just hearing Prabhupada say that this morning. the existence that we know, it's an illusion, it's a dream. But in this dream, if you do the right thing, you can get out of the illusion forever. And if you don't, you're forced to stay in this dream endlessly. Atmaha, killer of the soul. We have to reflect on these things. Shishwara Gopinath ki jai. So today is the holy appearance day of Sri Radhakund and Sri Shamakund. I'll admit what I did is I went on